Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I have a guest sitting across the way. It's one of my monthlies. That's the kind of monthly you like to have. It's not a dentist or something like that. You're basically a fun monthly as opposed to somebody getting their teeth drilled monthly.
I've been called worse.
Have you been called worse?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Keith Cocklazer to the show. How you doing this morning, Keith?
Good morning, Bruce. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. I appreciate you coming in today. School's out.
School's out. So, all the way around.
School's out everywhere. Now,
college.
Well,
almost.
Yes, they might. Well, Frontier's out.
Yeah, for a little bit.
But do you get more kids riding bikes on the road and that kind of thing?
All hours of the day.
Have you seen a lot of, are the kids out riding to the pool now too, right?
Yeah, walking. I saw a pack about 10 walking down the middle of the street the other day. So they're out and about.
Okay, I got to ask. All right. Now, I know it's probably, it's you could be act like a jerk. Policemen can have fun with kids by acting like a jerk. If you see kids walking down the street, do you ever go up behind them, just kind of cruise behind them real slow and pop the cherries and pop the sirens?
No, we only do that to family members and friends. But no, we'll get up next to them, ask them to step to the side of the road or the sidewalk. That way the motoring public can get
well, you see, now that's a safety issue anyway, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I was there at one time, young king of the world, and
yeah,
might want to be out of the roadway.
Might want to get out of the road because it just there are cars coming,
asking for trouble,
asking
preventable.
Do you guys still do the bike safety trips to the schools and that kind of thing?
We go to Kids in Motion and do it.
Oh, okay.
We go there about 3 to 4 times a year over the summer.
What are some of the bike safety rules that kids might need to be reminded of? Do they still use the hand signals?
Very rarely.
I was going to say, I was taught the hand signals.
Yeah.
And I still use them
yeah.
in the car, come to think of it.
I got behind a guy at Evansville on a scooter, and he was using hand signals the other day.
All right, I got to know, will I be, is it illegal if I... If I use hand signals instead of turn signals and stuff like in my car, I'm driving and are hand signals still legal or are they illegal?
They're still legal.
Are they really?
Motorcycles use them all the time.
No kidding. Well, yeah. I guess motorcyclists would,
yeah.
wouldn't they?
Yeah.
What are they again?
The hand signals.
Remind folks.
Straight out left or straight out with your left hand is going left. I believe down, elbow down, pointing to the ground.
To the right.
It's to the right. And elbow up, pointing to the sky, stop.
Okay, there's a good question.
Had to use visual signals here to go through that.
Yeah, I like that. I appreciate you doing that. Because I use those in my car, too. I still do. I still will drop it and that kind of thing.
That just goes hang out the window.
Yeah, if I've got my arm hanging out the window. That's what I wondered if folks realize that it's not, that it is actually a hand signal as opposed to just my arm hanging out the window. Can you use the right arm for that, like motorcyclists? You say the cyclists use them. Can motorcyclists get away with using the right arm for that? Or is that illegal?
Well, I was impressed.
All right, I see, I'm asking you a very detailed question. If you come up with this, I'll be extremely impressed.
Well, I was going to laugh because the guy in Evansville, he wasn't really correct. He just kind of pointed to the right with his right arm.
Yeah, that's what...
I'm going this way, and just kind of leaned into the turn.
Yeah.
So, no, I believe it's left hand.
That's kind of what I thought. I thought it had to be left hand only anyway. Well, unless you...
Not supposed to ride on sidewalks. Of course, that means it's a little safer, but not supposed to. You're supposed to follow all the rules of the road, stop signs and everything. And,
yeah.
We have one guy in town that does that at the stoplights, which can't get stoplight to signal.
Do what?
A gentleman that rides a bicycle will pull up on the sensors on 7th Street.
Okay.
But he'll have to wait for another car to come to trigger it.
Oh, I see.
But there is a new law in Illinois. It's not new, but like motorcycles, if they pull up, they can't trigger the stop. As long as nobody's coming, they can proceed after making a complete stop at a traffic signal.
Really? Can bicycles too?
I would assume so, because they can't trigger they're just not heavy enough to trigger the mechanism.
How about, all right, hypothetical guy.
I've heard of this guy.
Hypothetical guy may occasionally happen in the mornings whenever the stoplights don't go on timers. Mm-hmm. Part of the stoplights don't go on triggering devices at First and Delaware.
They're on timer.
They're on timers on First and Delaware. They're not on triggering devices. Hypothetical guy and the guy next to him occasionally will say there's somebody next to him. What happens if there's nobody coming? I mean, it's 5 a.m. There's nobody anywhere. What happens if a hypothetical guy just can't cross through the on the red like that? He's going to get busted.
We'd make a visit and see why hypothetical guy was in such a big hurry.
Hypothetical guy's sometimes late for work.
Well, now it depends on which part of First Street, because if you're coming on Main Street heading west, you cannot turn right on red on the first
street. No, that's correct.
And the reason is that blind corner right there. A lot of people don't see the sign. But it's up on the top right of that pole, says no right turn.
Well, you know, that's the thing. A lot of people don't realize that is a no right turn.
Mm-hmm.
No right turn on red.
Now, you can turn from First Street to Main on right.
Yes.
Or on red. And you can turn from Delaware south.
Right. Correct.
On the turn there. But if you're traveling west.
And you can turn First Street onto Delaware to the right. You can take the right there if you're on First Street heading north.
Yes.
You can take the right there.
All three of those are fine, but if you're traveling west on Main, you cannot turn right on North First Street.
Why is that again? I mean, the people may not realize that.
I don't have I'm sure there's a bunch of theories out there, but I'm going to assume the corner, the Western Auto Building, it's so close, it's such a blind corner right there. And, you know, technically, it's a 30-mile zone because it's not posted.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you get somebody shooting across, it's very dangerous.
It's a well-thought-out. To me, it's a well-thought-out non- No right turn, because that's a blind spot. Yeah. That's a rough place. Okay, the kids are out, and you've. What do you teach them You say you go to the Kids in Motion four times a year. What else you got going? With kids?
We do bicycle safety. We do gun safety. We do
gun safety
mm-hmm.
with children. No kidding.
How dangerous they are.
Is that right?
A little program NRA has, the Eddie Eagle.
Uh-huh.
And basically present their
little... What is that?
It's a safety program for kids. We show them a video, and they get like a coloring book, and kind of shows them guns are dangerous, don't play with them, tell an adult. They're not the kind with the orange tip on the end.
Yeah.
So, because some parents, some adults are careless in storing firearms.
Sure.
So we try to teach them that they're a dangerous weapon.
Do they pay pretty close attention to those kids, the Kids in Motion, for the most
they
part?
They do. It depends on which group you get. They got a lot of questions.
Is it an age issue, you think? The older kids pay more attention or the younger kids pay more attention?
Well, I think once you get to the younger kids, you're going to be dressed in uniform. They're more astonished, you know, bright silver stuff and a bunch of stuff around somebody's waist. And they get mesmerized by that. But all in all, they will sit and listen. It depends on time of day, too, of course.
I guess that's true. It depends how quick after lunch it is.
Yeah, and we do four groups down there. So we have a wide range of ages that we hit. Like I said, we got bicycle, guns, like a drug abuse, stranger danger, kind of a small dare, just a hour presentation.
Right.
So we try to hit there about four times a year.
Does Charlie still go to the schools with that, too, or...?
Oscar Means no longer a dare officer.
Uh-huh.
He stepped down after 9 years.
He did a great job.
Officer Taylor has stepped up.
Is that right?
And he graduated. He went for 2 weeks to Northern Illinois for training, and now he conducted a kindergarten dare program this year. We didn't have time to get in for the fifth grade level.
Yeah,
that's usually where we teach it. But he decided to do the kindergarten.
Does he bring his whistle?
I didn't see the whistle.
His official whistle?
When I went, he was just cupcakes and punch, and I thought he did rather well.
See, now that's pretty sweet.
The teachers kind of looked at me kind of strange when we brought cupcake and punch in.
What are you doing here?
10 o'clock in the morning is kind of, they were wound up the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah. The teachers might have.
We tried to help.
Yeah, that's nice of you. get the kids all wound up at 10:20. Yeah, I bet you the teachers, you might have got a stink eye or two.
Well, I did get to speak with cup teachers. They enjoyed it. Trying to get kids educated earlier.
Sure.
So we may try to stay kindergarten and fifth grade both. We're still.
It's typically only aimed at fifth and sixth graders.
Right. But there's a very, very, like a, I can't, 7 week class or something like that once a week, and it's geared towards the lower.
See, now that's like you're talking, Keith. I'm betting that, I'm talking with Chief Keith Cocklazer. I'm betting that those kids in kindergarten. They see somebody walking in all flashy badge and all that kind of stuff. Just at this point, I wonder, give me a thought. What percentage of the kids are scared by that, and what percentage see you as a friend? I know that you were trying to make sure that they see you
yes.
as a friend and somebody that they'll that they can go to.
I'd say from my past experience, you know, Fairfield, we've never got away from the community policing.
Yeah.
I'd say 85% to 90% we're
that's cool.
we're friends.
That's
but
cool.
you're going to have a few. You know, I've been in situations where I've been doing a fingerprinting at Walmart. This is a long time ago. And, you know, a guy came in with his son. Oh, watch them. They're out to get you.
Just terrible.
That's not right.
That's not good parenting for one thing, is it?
But, I mean, that was a long time ago. But I hold true that we, you know, we're in touch with the community than more than a lot of the departments are.
Yeah. Talking with Fairfield City Police Chief Keith Cocklazer. We'll be back to talk some more here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW FM 104.9 in Fairfield, Illinois. Back after these.
Still is at a drive. Me and the boys, just me and the boys, me and the boys. Me and my buddy just like to go. We're having fun. Everybody know we don't fuss. Taking in the sights. Me and the boys. Just me and the boys. Me and the boys.
Don't raise questions about it. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390. And WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My guest this morning is Fairfield Police Chief Keith Cocklazer. Been a police chief 2 years now?
Going on my third.
Going on your third year?
Reappointed for my third.
Hey, by the way, congratulations on your reappointment. That's apparently not as a fait accompli as I would have originally thought. To use a different term. You're not going to say a word, and that's fine.
I'm not going to say a word.
That's okay. That's just great. We've been talking about all kinds of things with Keith so far. Talking about school being out. Watch out for kids on bicycles, and for that matter, there's a lot more people on motorcycles right now, aren't there, Keith?
Scooters, too.
Scooters?
Yeah.
See, you can hear motorcycles. You can't hear scooters.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. They're pretty, you know, narrow and just two-wheel, motor-driven. Everything.
And now is the time where people are out there doing stuff. All right. I got to know. Somebody called the last time we were here. I think the last time you were here and asked about, or you've had the occasional call about fire lanes. Tell me, you've done some research on fire lanes at at restaurants, at grocery stores. I guess Walmart's part of the city.
Mm-hmm.
What have you done? Tell me all about fire lane parking. Can I do it?
No.
No?
No. You have to walk an extra step.
Hold on. What if I'm just going in to get the ATM?
I'll tell you what. There's an ATM at the bank. You can drive through it. It's closer. You don't have to get out at all then.
Oh, that makes sense.
Trying to help you out.
So there you go, saving time.
Yeah. No, I was requested to speak about this subject, and I don't have a problem with it. And like I said, I did. I knew the answer, but I figured out where it was, and it's actually in state law now.
Oh, really?
2015.
What is the answer? What is the question first?
Can you park in fire lanes on private property?
That would include
local stores, shopping plazas,
strip mall.
Of course, shopping plaza. That's what we get.
Yeah,
here.
Okay.
But basically, private property.
Right.
And the answer is no.
Really?
However.
There's always a however.
There's always a however. In law enforcement, we can enforce handicap parking on private property. We can enforce DUIs on private property, reckless driving on private property. But without a contract from the business owner, We cannot enforce fire lane violations.
All right, now hold on then. I must tell you, I'm confused. You're not surprised, I presume. I know my own answer because we experienced this one time when we had an accident in the family. We had me or my wife. I'm not going to say which one. It was hypothetical.
Hypothetical family.
Hypothetical gal.
Wow. Let's lock the doors.
She's in the building, too.
Okay.
We better be quiet. Hypothetical gal got in a wreck on a parking lot. Which, fender bender, you know, just an easy fender bender.
Happens.
She was told, and I presume correctly by the officer, that, yeah, I really couldn't give her a ticket because she wasn't really breaking laws or give the other person a ticket. Could not establish fault. Is that correct?
Because of private property. Like I said, the ones I listed there, reckless driving, DUI.
Yeah, nobody was driving recklessly. Right. It was just...
Even comes down to flow of traffic, we can't enforce that.
Is that right?
But if they decide to contract with the municipality, the city of Fairfield, then we can.
So if somebody's driving too fast on a parking lot and slams into somebody, that's reckless driving, I presume.
Yeah, right? I mean, like I said, you have a little, if you can develop the case, yes.
Wow. That makes it kind of tricky on what you guys can do.
But just backing out of a parking spot or parking in a fire lane, unfortunately, I don't think it's right. Now, one thing people need to remember, if there is a fire, the big red trucks are coming, and you're not going to leave until the big red truck's done.
Well, that, and I would think the big red trucks, if there's a fire, the big red trucks would be able to move somebody wherever they wanted to, wouldn't they?
Well, they're also itching to run hoses through cars. I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
I have heard of that.
I've never seen it, though. I think
I've seen that on Twitter or something like that.
They're there to do an important job, and if somebody's in the way, they're going to do their job.
Yeah, you can't blame them.
Yeah, I mean, if you get an emergency EMS call, you're going to have an ambulance, fire truck, police car.
Now,
I will say this. We will park close to the door at certain stores if we're investigating a crime and somebody's in custody inside.
Oh, yeah, you need to be there.
We're not inside shopping.
No.
We may be in the office when somebody handcuffs.
So was the complaint brought up because the police cars were parked up there close?
We've had a few.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, but, see, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I thought maybe the complaints were made because Joe Blow was, parking out in the parking lot.
It's both.
30 yards away, and he walks up, and he sees... say Joe Fit biker, mm-hmm. not biker, not motorcycle, but somebody who's a bicyclist, right. Very healthy, and he's parked his car and he's going in and getting hypothetical guy.
That's 95% of it.
Oh, okay,
but every once in a while, I saw a police car there too.
Yeah.
Well, we had two guys in handcuffs, and we didn't want to parade them 500 yards out in the parking lot.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes quite a bit of sense. How often does this come up to you? How often do you get questions about fire lanes?
Usually when you go to a store.
Every time? I mean, that's...
Not every time, but yes, it's more occurring than you think.
Really?
Yeah. And it's frustrating.
I mean, I guess it's just a kind of pet peeve that might have. Huh?
It's just like somebody that has a valid handicap and they can't park and they've got to park farther away. It's... Why? I don't understand the process of walking extra 30 feet.
No.
Especially early in the morning. That's what's really funny. I used to work 5 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yeah.
Very early. People park the front door when the first spot's open anyway. I mean, that's...
They want to be real... Well, see, now they're the ones running really late to work. Right?
Well, if you're 15 minutes early, you're late, right?
I guess so. I'm working at 5 o'clock in the morning though, you were, there was no place open whenever you were trying to go to work. I know that now, too.
It was a shock to the system.
It is a shock to the system. I tell you what, you ain't a kidding. You want a shock trying to find something to eat at 4:30 in the morning where you normally would go. Okay. All right. So fire lanes at public property, while you're saying they're illegal to park there, you're also saying that you can't really enforce that.
Until there's a contract in place.
Do you have contracts anywhere in town? I didn't think you did. So, So you'll go ahead and listen to folks' complaints, I guess, because that's basically all you can do, right?
We've referred them to the managers. I did have one manager, I won't say the store, that was very interested in contracting with us, and it fell to the side.
That's too bad. Why so?
I don't know.
Just didn't work out?
Yep. I told him the procedure, and, I'll get back with you as soon as I can after I talk to my bosses.
Yeah.
And then it disappeared.
Yeah, those big bosses probably a lot of times say, we don't need that or something. Yeah. Don't need the hassle. Yeah.
But I know several handicap tickets have been written. Like I said, there's still things we can do on private property.
Do you ever get phone calls for people? Do you ever get phone calls from citizens, or do you encourage it from citizens whenever they see somebody in a handicap spot?
Yeah, and they actually changed the law on that too. Now it's
just got to be.
Well, it used to be you had to have the striping, the sign, everything had to be uniform.
Yeah.
But now if you, as a normal, reasonable person, can understand that's for handicap, then it's enforceable.
Really?
Yeah.
See, now that's okay. As a normal, reasonable person, if they've got a sign up, that's a handicap spot. Yeah. You had to have the striping, but now you don't have to have the striping.
Well, I mean, a lot of times it gets wore off parking lots and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So if you're a reasonable person believes that's handicapped, then you're not handicapped, you can't park there.
Yeah, that's the sad. That's the sickest thing whenever I see somebody who's not handicapped getting in a hand. Yeah. But that's the other thing. There are people who don't appear disabled of any in any way, and they actually are.
Right. And there's
so you never know.
There's a way to tell on the placards.
No, never know to be snippy.
Right. Besides the license plates.
I wouldn't be snippy anyway.
Never.
No.
The placards that hang on the mirror, there's even a way to tell if it's a male or female that has the placard.
Really?
Yeah. So there's ways we can tell. You know, if you hop out and...
See, we had access to one of those for about... my dad had one for like 4 or 5 years. He never used it.
Right.
He never wanted to use
it.
And
pride thing.
I think him. So.
I'm just saying that. You need it. A lot of people need it.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah, he was on oxygen for 17 years.
But some people are like, I'm not doing that.
That's exactly right.
So
that's exactly right. And then so what happened was he never went anywhere.
Had you go everywhere.
That's exactly right. Yeah. He would park in the fire lane. He'd park in the fire lane, sit in the car, send us inside, is what he would do. I've got Keith Cocklazer, the chief of police of the Fairfield Fire Department. How often, you just had some training you completed too, right?
We just did our annual firearms, which includes handgun and rifles. We completed that second week of May.
You got trainers on staff, or how does that work?
We do have trainers.
You go to the state police, or how does that work?
Well, we do have trainers on staff. However, when it comes to firearms, I choose to contract through the mobile training unit.
Go outside for that, huh?
That way it's a third-party view. Somebody can't say, you did that, whatever.
Yeah.
It's completely separate from us.
Work pretty good? Does it work better for you, you think? Or
yes.
You just kind of like do you like something to be at arm's length, I guess, is what you're doing.
Right? Yeah, I mean, like I said, if we ever have a use of force in something like that or whatever, a third party did our qualification, and it's on file with the state of Illinois.
Does that come up whenever there are, say, a department has a use of force incident? Because we haven't had one here for a little bit, I presume. Knock wood, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah,
I just said that. I just jinxed us.
I tell you what. Sunny day.
Thanks a lot.
Beginning of summer.
Yeah, here we go.
And you had to throw that out there.
Sorry about that. Does that happen whenever somebody does have a use of force, like in some other community? Is that one of the things that's immediately checked, the training?
I would, yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. And like I said, with...
how recent and that kind of thing?
With everything that's going on in the nation right now, I think.
Yeah. You
know, transparency is number one.
I get, yeah, whenever you have the, like the dude in Oklahoma or wherever it was, the 73-year-old volunteer guy.
Yeah.
Carrying a pistol, that probably heightens a lot of awareness.
Thought he grabbed his
it?
Taser instead of his firearm.
Yeah, that kind of thing. That's kind of tarring on everybody, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. We take black eyes even being small town America.
Yeah,
everybody assumes that. We've talked about it before. There's bad apples in every profession.
Sure,
but you know, it's. Even more in law enforcement, you see it.
It's more visible.
Yes, the media, and they're reporting. That's what they got to do.
Sure.
That's their job. But, you know, not all cops are bad.
That's exactly, yeah, no kidding.
You know, the majority, the overwhelming majority.
99.5%.
Live their life, just how they enforce the job.
Talking with Fairfield City Police Chief Keith Cocklazer, we've been talking about a few things. We got another few things to talk about. We're going to talk about garbage here in just a minute. Back on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW after these words. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW FM. Fairfield, Illinois. Gorgeous morning. 86 degrees now. 945 on the way up to 84. We're already at 86, so I don't know what we're going to get to. I'm guessing 90. But just a pretty day. My guest this morning is Fairfield City Police Chief Keith Cocklazer. We've been talking about all kinds of things. Fire lanes at public property. The the bottom line on fire lanes at private property, don't do it. Just don't park in the regular spot.
Respect the business, because if they have a problem, somebody needs to be close to them.
That's right. Respect the business. Don't do it, but you're probably not going to get a ticket if you do.
As of right now,
so that could change, you think?
If they contract.
Wait a minute. Oh, I guess if they contract. I was thinking maybe the Illinois government was going to do something. That's not happening.
No, that's not happening at all. That's a rough way to go right there.
We're not going to talk about that either.
No, we can't go there. No.
Okay, now it seems to me, I recall, now correct me if I'm wrong. In the city of Fairfield, it seems to me that whenever we signed our contract with the garbage company, and this has been months or years or whatever ago, that one time a month was going to be for large items. Is that how my understanding – is my understanding correct on that?
That is still correct according to City Hall.
According to City Hall.
Well, I asked for information so I could bring it to the public today.
I appreciate that.
And it did not get – of course, holiday weekend. Yeah. Didn't make it to us.
But
last full week of the month –
the last week of the month, not the first week.
Last full week of the month.
That's
your problem.
That explains why people have garbage out in their yard for a month. Right?
Yeah. Sorry.
That explains all the crap in people's yard. I'm just teasing. It's a joke. Okay, so you can put what all can you put out there? Just not paint? No paint, no tires, or something like that?
No tire, no TVs.
No TVs?
No TVs. No electronic devices. Your large items that they will pick up. And the problem we're having in town is people are putting this stuff out for pickup.
Yeah.
But they're putting it in a different location from their normal pickup. So if they live on an alley, they'll put their garbage out front, be picked up on a Friday.
Yeah.
And they're putting their mattresses out back. Well, the garbage truck never goes down the alley.
Well, see, now there you go. That's what I don't understand. Why would somebody put large items that are to be picked up by the garbage man not with their garbage?
I'm unsure of that answer.
Okay.
That one escapes me.
So, all right.
It eludes me.
That eludes you. So, all right. So, to reiterate then, if it's the end of the month, if it's the last pickup of the month, I presume, right? Last week of the month?
Last full week of the month.
Last full week of the month. And you've got that microwave oven that's like 30 years old. It's been eating more power. Your utility bill is going to drop $100 a month by not using it.
But they don't make them like that anymore.
It's 30 years old.
It's probably still running.
Well, you got a point. But all right, finally, it gave up the ghost. It's done.
The cheap one you just bought last week is giving up the
ghost. Okay, there you go. You put it out the last week of the month, but make sure you put it out with your normal garbage, right?
And don't small items, try to bag them up or box them up. They're not going to sit there and clean your yard up for you.
Yeah. Have you ever had a call from some of the garbage people saying, hey, man, this is not what we're supposed to do or something?
They leave it, and then we get involved after that.
Oh, I bet. That's when it would happen.
They leave a note with the city,
yeah,
and then we go down and take care of it after that.
Okay. What do you mean by taking care of that? It's when you ask people to clean up their...
Clean it up, and they're on the clock to get it done, or they will be cited.
How's the list of cars coming, by the way?
We got about 23 knocked out already.
Really?
Yeah, we spread them out over all the shifts, and we're trying to do 3 to 4 a week per shift.
When you say knocked out, that means you've got the...
Removed.
Removed.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, just by cooperation.
How big was the list?
We were about...
70, wasn't it?
No, we're higher than that now. You can always find more when you start looking.
Yeah.
I
couldn't imagine there were 70 whenever you started talking about it.
I bet you it's been... When I was on the road, it was probably 10-plus years ago, I went around and made a list in the morning.
Yeah.
And it just kept growing and growing and growing and growing. We kind of fell off here lately, but this year, like I said, we're back on it. And for the most part, people are cooperating with us.
How much cooperation do you get? It's a little early in the season, I guess, but have we had anybody that hasn't mowed yet and that kind of thing?
We've had a few.
How's that work?
Well, a couple of them was...
Do people make complaints to the... Do neighbors, I guess, make complaints to...
We receive them at police department and City Hall. City Hall by aldermen. When they're driving around their wards, they'll call in stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of them's been, you know, houses that are vacant. But we're getting caught up on those also. It's been a wet spring.
Houses
so
that
far.
Had trees fall in the backyard might have...
Took priority over
there
the
were some delays in mowing. Let me put it this way. Yeah. There were some delays in
we
mowing.
We had one of those police permit. We had one split. One storm took off one side, and then a week later came through and took the other side off.
At the department?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Did it hit the building?
No, it was in the west lot.
Tell me then, so let's reiterate and summarize then on the garbage. Last week of the month.
Yes.
Make sure you put your stuff out then.
Yes. They don't have a true cleanup week anymore.
Are they using the same truck, or what are they doing now?
I think a crew comes through, a special crew from Republic.
Crew.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And one thing I will, if you put out a freezer box or something, please take the door off. Kids
put out the freezer.
Right. If somebody take the door off of or the refrigerator,
yeah,
take the door off. You don't want a kid playing inside those.
No, that's...
We've had to go down and have somebody take the door off. It's not a safe...
It's common sense.
It's not a safe situation.
It's common sense.
It's actually an ordinance violation, too. You got to take it off.
I thought it was.
It is.
I thought it was. And it's probably kind of been helped by people who don't take the doors off. They don't have the latches on the freezers and stuff anymore.
Right. Nope.
It's just push, but you never know. Sometimes those doors don't move anyway. They're heavy things.
Mm-hmm.
I'd hate to see a kid get inside there and knock it over on themselves or something like that.
We've had a handful over the years, but... One popped up this year.
Is that right?
Somebody just sat outside, cleaned the house out. Kids are curious.
Kids are certainly curious. Okay, then let's talk a little bit about the – I had it right in my head. I can't remember what it was now.
Different topic.
Oh, you see now, my brain went blank because I was thinking about having talked about the cars. It'll come back to me. What's the nicest car you've had to move?
Nicest car?
Yeah, I mean, are any of them actually relatively nice and just need a little fix me up?
Well, I know one gentleman spoke with me, and he has a very, very nice car, and he's working on it. So, like I said, if you're working on your car, you get 60 days. I mean, we're not out to take cars.
No.
We're just trying to clean it up. And like I said, if you're working on it, you're waiting on parts, we understand that.
I can't remember what I was going to ask you. No, I feel
it was important.
It was good.
It was awesome. It was, hypothetical guy.
Hypothetical guy has all kinds of issues. Hypothetical guy has all kinds of issues. Tell me a little bit about the I just went blank.
We'll jump forward. We'll get everybody prepared for the 4th of July.
What's coming up?
We'll be back.
What else do you have? What else do you have coming up besides the 4th of July? Coming up in June. You got more training anyplace?
I'm actually going to Springfield for training.
What's the what are you doing up there? What's the training on?
It's an ILEAS training. Law enforcement alarm system. Basically, it's one of them deals where we are a member of this, and it's like the Harrisburg tornado.
Yeah.
When it went through, all you got to do is pick up a phone, and they'll send officers from surrounding jurisdictions to help.
Wow, you don't have to call each one individually or something like
that. Yeah, it's just like an alert system.
It's centralization.
Yeah, we sent two down to Harrisburg, and they were there for probably a 12-14-hour shift.
Oh, my.
And then they came back. But it just, in those situations where... But whether it be natural disaster or they have special response teams, if you have a barricade subject or anything like that, it's a great organization to be a part of because they have the resources or the manpower that we don't have right away.
This wasn't what it was about, but we just had the school graduations, and this isn't what I forgot about because this is reminded. You're probably reminded often. Megan Nichols' class went through this year, mm-hmm. and. Of course, she wasn't there. I know there's nothing new, I presume, but are you still getting the occasional tip on Megan Nichols?
We're going right now out of Ohio.
Really?
And we also have one out of Utah we're working right now.
How do you mean? So what are they? Just people? Are they like truck drivers or somebody or anybody who's traveling who's seen the picture and just they think they spot someone who looks like her?
The unfortunate thing is, like you said, the truck stops, they still have all the I've been to places where the flyers have been up.
Yeah.
But the problem we have is, well, I was there last Thursday, and I just happened to see the flyer when I got over here, and I think that was that girl back then.
That makes it kind of difficult to keep track. It's hard to
backtrack. And it's not their fault. It just, if somebody believes they've seen her, I know we're kind of, around here we understand, but you get that delay. Man, it makes it difficult.
I remember what I was going to ask. Have you started breaking ground on the new build?
We were supposed to, but a little wet.
See, now that would be the easiest time to move a parking lot.
Well, I think you got to have that firm base, though.
Oh.
Last I talked to them, they were shooting for last week of May, 1st of June, if the weather cleared up and dried up.
So now, to reiterate, the parking lot is going to be, it's not just a parking lot you're changing. You're moving doors, too, right?
No, just parking lot.
Just parking lot at this time.
Yeah, parking lot out front, north of the building. Plans are to get that utility bill drop-off box so you don't have to get out of the car. You don't have to park in the fire lane.
Oh, there you go.
You're closer.
It all comes back.
It all comes back. It's just a big circle.
And the other thing is, you know, if you're parking out front, if you're parking fire lane out there, you're going to have a cannon facing you. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing more likely to make somebody move.
Intimidating.
Yeah. There you go. Nothing more intimidating than sitting there and parking your car to go see the police, and you're pointing right at a cannon.
Well, we're actually in negotiations. We're hoping to move that to the veteran section of the cemetery.
Oh, that'll be cool.
That'd be a good place.
You going to get it working beforehand?
No, we're not going to get it working.
Its working days are over,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, there's no breach on it, so we'll not fire.
Can you put one in?
We're going to take care of where you can't. We're going to do some welding on it that way. It won't walk away.
Well, that makes sense.
But that's a good place for it to be out there.
Keith Cockleisure, Chief of Fairfield Police, thank you very much for coming on this morning.
Thank you for having me on this bright, sunny day, and hope everybody remains safe.
That sounds great. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. We'll talk to you all again tomorrow.